In tonight's Wildcats 10, girls soccer head coach David Sadler joins the program to discuss their season and prep for the district tournament. We'll hear from one of his players, and we'll also hear from Mally Carwile on the volleyball team as well. Riley Stockton fills us in on how his cross-country season is going so far.
We go inside the Wildcats 10 as we're joined by girls soccer head coach David Sadler. Coach, big win over DeKalb County 4-0 last night in district play. You guys improved to 6-0 in that district and 12-1 overall on the season. I want to go back to that Cookeville loss, and since then, it was a 2-1 loss. Since then, you guys have scored 6, 8, and 4 goals, have only given up one goal to Stone during that stretch. Just take me through, how good has the team played since that first loss of the season to the Cavaliers?
Well, when you taste defeat and you don't like it, you make changes, and the girls have definitely done that. They have made some changes in their plays. They've made changes out there on the field with each other and their communication and just different things that they wanted to correct after we watched the film and saw what happened. Some adjustments were made, and that's a taste that they didn't like, and they don't want to taste it anymore. So they have definitely improved and working not to go through that again.
Can you take me into those adjustments? What did you guys notice on that film after watching it, and what did you guys change in here in the last couple of weeks?
Well, at that game, I think we were we weren't aggressive enough. We hadn't played any teams the caliber of Cookeville with their talent and their ability, so we didn't play up to them. We come out a little flat. The second half was a lot better for us, but you know, being aggressive and controlling the ball better, controlling the field better, and just playing up instead of down. We have a tendency to want to play down to our opponents and instead of making them play to us and control the game and really make them work. We're kind of just being complacent. So that was a big part of it. And defensively doing our jobs a little bit more and just being more aggressive and attacking the ball.
Talking with head coach David Sadler, the girls soccer head coach at LA. And coach, just a couple of regular season games left. I know the district tournament coming up, and of course the teams are going to be trying to knock you guys out. You guys are going to be the one seed kind of going into that. And of course you guys have aspirations for going deeper than that. Well, what do you think when other teams are looking at you, or maybe they see your team's film, that are maybe some weaknesses that you guys are trying to get shored up a little bit more as you head into playoff time?
Well, of course, we do have one more district game next week. Mm-hmm. It's a Stone Memorial game. They're on our side. We are up above them, but we do have to face them again. So they're definitely going to be gunning for us, and we know everybody's going to be watching that game. And weaknesses that we have, we're young. There's a lot of these girls who haven't played together like years in the past, and that will come with in time. But you know, just getting to know each other and knowing where everybody's supposed to be and where they're going to be when they need to be, that's something that we've also worked on. And this is a competitive district, and especially when you got all these teams with all good great players, and they watch us and they challenge us, and that's good. And then of course going into the region on that side with Anderson County and Kingston and Oneida and them, they're playing some good ball too. And so they're always a challenge. And then, then when you get onto the sectionals, that's where we want to be. We want to hit the sectionals. We want to be back at the state. We made a run a couple of years ago, got to the Final Four, and we definitely want to be farther than that.
Coach, lastly, you finally playing at home, Macon County tomorrow. You mentioned that Stone game next Tuesday, the makeup game from earlier this year. You guys haven't played at home since the first day in September. How nice is that going to be just to finally have a home game?
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, we have been on the road. Unfortunately, that's the way the schedule just kind of worked out. Our district split a little bit, and we went kind of everything south of 40 and everything north of 40. And so we didn't get to play some of those games that we did last year. And so we lost a couple of home games on that, and we've been on the road. But, yes, we are looking forward to getting home. And now through this final stretch is really where it can make a difference. Senior night, Thursday night, Tuesday night there, and then we go in the districts. Hopefully if everything, our goal is to win the district. There's no doubt about it. And we want to come back home and host a region game. We want to win that game. We want to host another game. We want to host sectional. So we get a pretty good run. We're looking at maybe 3 or 4 more home games to finish out this season, which will definitely be a morale booster for our girls.
And Coach David Sadler with the Livingston Academy girls soccer team right here inside the Wildcats Den.
Welcome into the Wildcats Den as we're joined by sophomore defensive specialist on the volleyball team, Mally Carweil. And, well, I was going to start it off with what position you play. I just asked you that beforehand, defensive specialist, back row player. And I'll just start it off with what or who got you into the sport of volleyball?
Mainly just my friends back in fifth grade. We all just decided to start playing.
Have you kind of played since then, more so club? Have you played on the team here at Livingston since then, too?
Just on the team.
All right, cool. Well, maybe what's your favorite part of playing volleyball?
Just the whole team aspect and everything being so positive.
Your second year playing here at Livingston Academy, especially this season, what's maybe something you've learned or improved on in your game?
Especially my passing, because I've really never been a passer before.
I know Coach Jenkins, talking with her a few times this season, saying the passing has kind of been key in practice the last few weeks and especially the last month or so. What have you really learned from her aside from that passing this season?
That just give it your all and always hustle, and normally the play will work out itself.
Of course, a big one coming up with Upperman on Thursday and a big district game for you guys. In practice, I know you guys played on Monday, but in practice, what has Coach Jenkins really been stressing over the last week or so as the regular season winds down?
To cover, cover, and cover.
Now, for someone who might not know volleyball, what does that mean? Take me through that.
When somebody on the other team is hitting, you want to be able to get their pass up if we don't block it. So you're trying to get in the correct spots so that way you do get it up.
Now, I also mentioned you're a back row player, defensive specialist. Take me through what that means. It means you're not hitting as much. You can still hit, but not hitting as much. What does a defensive specialist do?
Normally, they just pass the balls that are taken over the net from the other team, and then they're setting up the setter to get the hit.
If you had to pick a pregame song to listen to, which one are you going with?
Anything that we play before games on the bus.
What's your favorite class in school?
My favorite class is probably physical science right now.
All right, cool. Now, lastly, do you have a favorite pregame or postgame meal?
Always chicken or casa.
If you're making your own chicken, what do you put on it? What kind of spices?
I don't like spicy things.
Okay, so it's just straight chicken. That's sophomore Mally Carweil with the volleyball team as we go inside the Wildcats Den. We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by senior cheerleader and Wildcat pride, Taylor Hall. And Taylor, I'll start it off. How long have you been cheering?
I've cheered 3 years of high school, and I cheered 1 year in elementary school.
So a little bit of a gap between elementary school and high school. What were you playing other sports, or I guess what went into that?
I was just mainly wanting to like get the groove of high school and start off fresh.
Now, I know cheer here at LA is a pretty big deal. How fun has it been to be a part of the cheer team? I know the band team, pretty big deal as well. How fun is that?
It's helped me through high school a lot. It's really got me like motivated to do better in school and to be a better person.
What's it like kind of building the relationships? It looks like the team is pretty big out at football games. How fun is that, just kind of being with the girls and cheering with them too?
Yeah, it's like I have a whole nother family outside of like my actual blood family. It's like I have people down the hallway like, hey, how are you? You know, like your friends, your family.
Now, you guys have the new stadium, and it's somewhat of a new stadium, I guess. You get the new stands and stuff and kind of switch sides of the field. How's it been kind of cheering at the new stadium? Has it been pretty fun?
I think it's brought a whole new like environment to LA football.
You guys, I know the band and you guys probably spend a lot of time practicing. What goes into a practice for the cheer team? Take me through that.
Usually we practice what we're going to do at each game, whether it be this kind of stunt or if we're doing this dance or this dance, and how we're going to interact with the crowd.
Do you ever spend any time on your own practicing for cheerleading? Or I guess can you really spend any time on your own practicing for it?
You can definitely spend time practicing your dances if you know like your parts and your cheers.
Cool. Well, where is your favorite place that you guys have competed or performed?
It was probably at UCA camp this summer at Panama Beach.
I know I've talked to a few cheerleaders, and one of the big things that you guys do over the summer are those camps, and you host the camp here as well for some littler girls who come in and getting into cheer. How fun is that, just teaching them and trying to teach up the next generation?
I love seeing all the little future cheerleaders come here and us getting to teach them and love on them for the 3 or 4 days they're here.
Senior Taylor Hall with the cheerleading team as we go in Wildcat Pride.
We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by head football coach Dale Flatt of the Livingston Academy Wildcats. Coach, I know a tough loss to Jackson County last Thursday, 19-7. A few days to digest it now. What were your thoughts on that game?
You know, I thought we went out and we started out playing really good. And they second half to come around, and it seemed Mabel was running one play on one side, and we just had a hard time trying to stop that. They wouldn't get many yards out of it. They may get, you know, maybe 3 or 4 yards at a time, but they just kept on driving down the field. I thought that we should have stopped that. We didn't. You know, maybe my fault. I don't know about that, but things like that happen in a game, and it's, you know, you have different kinds of adversity that goes on during the duration of a game, and you just try to, you try to figure out how to stop that, and then something else comes up, and you try to figure out how to stop that, and we just come up short. Is about all I could say about that.
I know you mentioned defensively, and looking at it on the film again, what have you guys kind of seen, and what have you kind of worked on in practice to, if that happens again in the future, you're going to be able to stop it?
Well, you know, our outside linebackers, we always try. We got a few rules that we go by, and one of the things is when your tackle blocks down, you squeeze with that tackle, and that's one of the things that we've been working on all year. And it seems like a simple thing, but you think about a kid out there, and a play is happening, and it's excitement and what they do. And a lot of times those outside linebackers will want to jump outside, to keep them contained inside. And of course, that's one of their jobs as well, to contain inside. But the first thing they need to do is to squeeze down with that tackle. And that's something that, like I said, it's an ongoing process trying to get our kids to do that. And plus our middle linebackers, we need those guys filling in, the gaps whenever, they go right off tackle like that. And that's something that I've been working on all week with our linebackers, try to get them, squared away on that. Of course, a lot of teams that we play run that same type of similar offense. We'll see some of it this Friday, and the next Friday we'll see it as well, and that's about as far as I went as far as who we play and stuff, but it's something that you take with the kids and maturity, knowing what to do and do exactly what they're supposed to each play. And you know, I think as time goes on, we'll eventually get better with that. And like I said, we work on it daily.
Talking with head football coach Dale Flatt of the Livingston Academy Wildcats right here inside the Wildcats den. Coach, offensively for you guys, Coach Hayes instilled what looked like a little bit of the Wildcat offense with Kogel at quarterback last Thursday. Are we going to expect to see that a little more going forward as well?
You know, I'd love to. I know he's having kind of a hamstring problem right now, and they're evaluating that right now as we speak. I think he's at the doctor today with that. So, I think you're going to see a little bit more with the offense. Coach Hayes has got some things going on with them, and got some different people coming in and stuff. And we're always striving to try to do new things and try to get our offense going as well as our defense. Whatever we can do to help our kids be successful.
Coach, a really good DeKalb County team this week on the road in region play. When you look at them on film, what really stands out about the Tigers?
You know, they've got speed. They do a lot of different things. I think again, you take the maturity of our kids and, the things that they have to deal with, and they do a lot of different things on offense. It's a lot of different sets, maybe not so much different plays, but they do it in different formations, and of course, can be confusing to kids out there, whenever they see a formation that they're not used to. But like I said, it's the same plays. It's just different formations and a different look. And of course, it can be confusing to a kid out there playing.
Lastly, Coach, I know a tough season so far and a tough loss last week, but this week against a good football team in DeKalb County on the road, what do you really want to see the guys do well this week?
You know, every week, whenever we go into a game, I want us to play our best. I want us to go out and give an effort that you know, every game you go into, you give that effort to try to win. You know, and of course, that's the ultimate goal is to win, and that's what we need to strive for each week. I think any team would say that. You know, that's what the end goal is to win, and that's what we want our kids to do. And you know, whatever we do out there, whether we win or lose, we want to play the best ball that we can play.
Head Coach Dale Flatt with the Livingston Academy Wildcats football team right here inside the Wildcats Den.
We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by junior right midfielder on the girls soccer team, Jasmine West. And Jasmine, 8 goals and a handful of assists so far this season in your junior season. The goals have been the most you've scored in a season here in your career at LA. What's it been like and what have you improved on as this season has gone on?
I've improved on just like working as a team. We and our passing skills.
I know this team has been playing really well this season. How much of your teammates helped in you getting better this season as well?
They just encourage one another, and we call them compliment sandwiches. And so we just help out, and if we make a mistake, we just move on to do another.
The compliment sandwiches—that's an interesting thing. What is that, and how did that get started?
Our assistant coach Brooke, she began the season. She just told us about helping out one another and just telling nice things about each other.
Do you think that's really helped you guys kind of come together as a team and build you guys up as this season has gone on?
Yeah, we have become, I think it has helped with our wins.
How fun has this season been for you guys?
It's been really fun. Our practices have been great.
I know Taryn Childers is having a really good year scoring goals, and she came in kind of late or mid-year last year and finally got to play with you guys this year. How cool has it been to play alongside such a great player, and how fun is it? You can get her the ball, and she's probably going to go score it.
Oh, yes, she definitely scores for us a lot.
Jasmine, just a few games left here in the regular season. What do you want to see the team do well with just a couple of games left?
I want us to work well together, and I want us to finish out the season with all wins and go into the tournament with the mindset of winning.
Pretty good mindset to have. That's junior right midfielder with the girls soccer team here at LA, Jasmine West, as we go inside the Wildcats Den. Here are the games we'll be covering from the Wildcats Den. Volleyball is in action tomorrow at home against Upperman for their final regular season game and final district game of the year. They'll start the district tournament next Tuesday. Girls soccer gets Macon County at home tomorrow and will host a makeup game with Stone Memorial next Tuesday for their final regular season game. For more Wildcats sports, check out our website at ucsportsnation.com. We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by senior cross-country runner Riley Stockton. And Riley, I'll just start it off. How have you been running this season? How's it been going?
It's been going pretty good. I'm a lot better than last year. My goal for the season was to get below 28, and I got below 27 at our last meet.
Awesome. What was your PR last year, and how much have you improved since last year?
I think last year it was 32 minutes and 40 seconds, and then this year it's 26 minutes and 54 seconds.
Now, you guys, if I'm not mistaken, is it the 5K that you guys run in cross country for boys? Well, I mean, what was that challenge like? From middle school, I know we jumped from 3K to 5K, and I'm sure you've probably upped your mileage since you've been through high school. What's kind of that challenge been like for you?
I mean, when I joined cross country, I wasn't running at all, and I wasn't expecting it. And I'm like, oh, this is a lot. This will kill you. But, I mean, now it's not as bad as when I started.
So brand new into cross country, when did you start and what got you into it?
I started like sophomore year, but I joined late so I couldn't go to meets. One of my buddies was doing it, and I need something to do.
That's pretty easy enough. Well, what makes it so fun being on the cross country team? What do you enjoy the most?
I mean, I've gotten to know all the other people on the cross country team that I would have never talked to before, and they're all really nice people, and I mean, also just keeps me in shape.
Temperatures finally getting cooler outside. I assume as a runner, that's probably kind of more advantageous for you. Would you rather run in cold weather or rather run in hot weather?
I'd rather run in cold. I can't handle heat well. I'd rather run in cold.
What do you guys, I know practicing cross country sounds like an easy question, but I assume you run. But are there any drills that you guys do in practice as well?
I mean, we do this thing like called like strides where we like, it's like 1 minute intervals. Or, like, we'll like, sprint for a little bit, and then we take a break, and then we sprint. And I mean, that's about it. And that, besides that, we just run 5Ks.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, you guys have a home meet coming up on the 8th here at Livingston. How excited are you to be racing here at home? And you kind of have a week off this weekend and get to go race next weekend.
I mean, it's just nice that we ain't got to drive so far away, and we can just come here, and then once we're done, I mean, we're already here back at home, so.
I was going to ask, too, what is your favorite course that you guys have raced at?
Most definitely the Cookeville meet.
Okay, cool. Lastly, I know you mentioned your goal was to get under 27 minutes, and it sounds like you've been able to do that this year. As this season winds down, what's another goal that you've set for yourself?
Just don't try to get below 25 minutes now.
All right, pretty cool. That's Senior Riley Stockton with the cross-country team as we go inside the Wildcats' den. Friday night, the L.A. football team travels to Smithville to take on the DeKalb County Tigers in Region 4 4A play. The Wildcats are still searching for their first win of the season after falling to Jackson County last week. DeKalb County is 5-1 on the season and 1-1 in region play. The Tigers lost their starting quarterback earlier this year, however, have not lost since that game to Macon County. A big reason for that is running back Colby Barnes, who's rushed for over 700 yards and 10 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks. The Wildcats' run defense will be tested again. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:30 right here Friday night with myself and Josh Scott. Thanks for listening to the Wildcats' Den.